95.3 Gorilla.
Everyone gather round.
What day is it?
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Why are you so grouchy?
I'm just tired.
Wake up.
I'm going back to bed.
Wake up and don't go back to sleep.
You're not the boss of me.
Oh yeah?
Wake up! Wake up!
You're burning daylight. Move.
Well, when you put it that way.
I see your point.
Anything else?
Yep.
It's showtime.
Showtime. Here we go. Welcome on into Thursday. Bunch of trailers just dropping over the last 24 hours. New Dune Part 3 trailer offers a stunning look, really amazing look at the saga's final chapter. Timothy Chalamet's Paul Atreides seizing unprecedented power. That's due out in December. Megan's spinoff, Soulmate, has a new trailer, and this one actually looks kind of funny. I know it's supposed to be kind of like a horror comedy, but that's actually kind of something I might be interested in. That's out August 1st. John Travolta's The Gentleman Thief has a first trailer out now, and a brand new preview just released for Mutiny, starring Jason Statham. I almost forgot, The Sun Never Sets, new trailer for that one too, starring Dakota Fanning and Jake Johnson. They are all out on an app near you. Go start streaming today.
95.3 Gorilla.
Oh, look, it's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
So today we're talking about old high school friends, or maybe friends is too strong of a word. High school classmates, specifically the bad ones. Yeah, you remember those kids in high school, right? You remember the people that were like, oh God, I'm in a class with this person. You remember those people, right? The people the teachers were always yelling at. Well, I want to know. It's National Bad Boy or Bad Girl from High School Day. I'm not making this up. This is a real thing that somebody came up with. National Bad Boy or Bad Girl from way back in high school day. What happened to those kids? Where are they now? Do you see them on Facebook? Do you see them on social? What happened to the kids that were the troublemakers in high school? Caroline, you're up. What happened to your crazy people?
He is living in Hawaii selling hammocks on the beach.
Oh, no, that's not fair.
I know, right? What the hell?
Does he seem like he's okay?
I mean, he's got a baby and a fiance now, so I would say so.
All right, well, maybe he turned his life around, you know?
Right.
Hey, you know, people can change sometimes.
Where did I go wrong?
Oh, no. If the high school bully's selling stuff on the beach out in Hawaii, maybe we need to reevaluate our life choices. Okay, Kayla's next. Kayla, what happened to the worst person from your high school class?
They got better.
Oh, that's good. I think a couple of mine did, too, thinking about it. That's good news, though, right? It's better than the alternative. You know, it's better than reading about their jury or something like that. I think we all know a couple of those people, too. Phone lines are open right now. I know this is a weird one, but today is National Bad Boy or Bad Girl from High School Day. And I just wanted to know, like, what happened to these people that were just raising rabble in your high school class? Where are they now? Alex is up. Dude, what happened to your high school crazy people?
He went to prison for 10 years, got out, ooh, and then heard on the radio one day you guys were asking what happened to the bad boy.
You seem to know all about it. Do you know this guy pretty well?
It's possible.
Is this person you? What happened?
Drugs.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah.
Now that you're out, which is amazing, what do you do now, if you don't mind me asking?
I actually run my own landscaping business.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. Good for you. It always feels good to work for yourself, right? You know, especially when you can't really get hired.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Charles Barkley skipping out on Taylor and Travis' wedding. Why? Why did he not go? Well, he tried to explain himself.
I don't go to weddings. I don't go to weddings or funerals. But I did get an invite, and I politely declined because I thought it was going to be a show. And, like, I love Travis and Jason, and I've only met Taylor one time. But, yeah, I did get an invite, but I said, hey, you know what, that's just too much.
You know, I can respect that. I can kind of understand that. Charlie XCX and Peppa Pig are getting into it. This is really funny. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek. Hilarious celebrity feud. Apparently, somebody asked Peppa Pig what she thought of Charlie XCX, and this was the answer.
I don't know her.
Uh-oh. Them's fighting words right there. Hip-hop legends Bone Thugs and Harmony received the 2,851st star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week.
This moment in this time with me and my brothers, I want to thank my family, my wife, my children, my grandchildren.
So many people to thank, so much to celebrate. That's Busy Bone. Talking about Bone Thugs and Harmony, radio personality Big Boy emceed the ceremony. Fat Joe and Ice-T were there as well. And the Emmy noms have dropped. Here's Tiffany Haddish, guest hosting on Jimmy Kimmel last night, talking about the nominations.
Tonight, I'm the proud guest host of the Emmy-nominated Jimmy Kimmel Live Show.
was nominated for 6 Emmys today for Best Variety Series, Writing, Direction, Production Design, Lighting Design, Technical Direction, and Camera Work. I'm here. This new camera guy. Anyways, I'd love to congratulate the entire staff and crew, but I don't know any of their names, so never mind.
And that right there is why I never allow any guest hosts on the radio show, okay? Nope, I'm always here. That's why I don't take any time off.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Guess who's turning 70 today? Guess whose birthday it is? Listen. You know what this is?
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Oh. Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
There's no crying in baseball. Happy birthday to the one and only, the great Tom Hanks. He's 70 today. And of all the clips we could have chosen, it's baseball season, so why not, right? Jack White has a birthday today, too, from the White Stripes. Jack is 51. A major American cultural milestone today on this day, July 9th, 1956, Dick Clark made his first appearance as host of American Bandstand. Here's a famous clip from the show when he kind of stumbled a little bit talking about the Beatles.
The Beatles have kept pretty much to themselves in the last 7 or 8 months. They haven't released many single recordings. There have been thousands of rumors about their breakup. They'd say they're not going to tour anymore. They're not going to travel around. Would you pay to see them in person if they came to your town?
I wouldn't pay if they came to my town. I mean, you know, I don't like the Beatles.
They're as bad as the Monkees.
I think they went out with a twist.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, that really panned out to be true. Want to take some advice from those people. And on today's date, 25 years ago in July of 2001, The Office with Ricky Gervais premiered on the BBC.
I'd like to make a complaint, please.
Don't care.
Well, I am staying in the hotel.
I don't care. So it's not my shift.
Well, you're an ambassador for the hotel.
I don't care.
I think you'll care when I tell you what the complaint is. I think there's been a rape up there. I got his attention. Get their attention. Okay?
Right. So, well, some interesting points.
Very interesting points.
Flagged up there. It's not quite the point I was trying to make.
Different
today,
points but to be made.
There's your flashback freakout today. It's Thursday, July 9th, 2026.